Welcome to A Coffee with God. This is Bevan, and this is a daily devotion. Or you could look at it more like a daily activation of your faith. We're going to journey through the scriptures, and the whole point is for you and I to grow in our relationship with Jesus. We're going to see a daily rhythm of abiding in Him. I'm going to ask you to check out our website, www.co-church.org. You're going to find other material on there, and also it's a way for you to make contact with us. We would love to hear from you. So go check that out and let's listen to today's devotion. Romans chapter 3 is where we are today, and I'm going to just start by sharing the heading of my Bible for Romans chapter 3. I read from the NIV, the New International Version, and the heading in my Bible right above the number 3 simply says, God's faithfulness. God is faithful. Let me say that again over your life. God is faithful. He is a faithful God. I'm going to jump ahead in this chapter. I think I mentioned it yesterday, but again, we see some hard truths being spoken by Paul in Romans chapter 3, but we're also starting to get into some very deep theology, some really foundational aspects of our faith. In verse 22, let's start there. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. Verse 27, where then is their boasting? There is a righteousness, a rightness, a right standing with God that you and I live in because of faith. In Romans chapter 1, I highlighted faith, that I want to be known as somebody who lives by faith. And that faith is not just the faith for the miraculous works or for the blessing of God. That faith begins with the faith for righteousness. Righteousness not in myself and my ability, but righteousness that comes by Christ. And that is what I believe. I believe I am right with God, not because of me. And so that's not a boastful statement. If anything, that is a humble statement, because I am well aware of my shortcomings. I am well aware of me fitting within that statement that says all have sinned and fall short. But I stand secure now, and you too can stand secure in faith through Jesus Christ. Jesus, the one who paid the price, the ultimate sacrifice, that you and I in this moment right now, as you are listening to this podcast, by being consciously aware of the finished work of Christ, we embrace that finished work. And now, by God's grace, through faith, we are righteous. In right standing with God, you are right. And so we don't boast in ourselves, but we boast in God's grace. We boast that for whomever would believe, wherever you're from, what you look like, what you sound like, the life you've lived, those that think they deserve it, those that don't, every single one of us who would embrace Jesus by faith are now righteous. And that is something to celebrate in 2021. We are righteous. Thank you, Jesus. Can we pray? Lord, We just acknowledge you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the atonement that is Jesus, for the sacrifice that was paid, that we have righteousness, not because of ourselves, but because of you. Your work on our behalf that we choose to have faith in and believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Jesus is our righteousness. And Lord, may our eyes be open to that, that we might live out that righteousness from that place of identity, knowing that we are right with you. We are at peace with you. May your righteousness shine forth like the sun in these dark times. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.